can't ask for a better team than these guys. They just, for the last several days, just done a really good job crunching the numbers. We went back in and crunched more numbers. I do want to say, though, that sometimes a quick decision is not always the best decision. I want to preface that, and that months later, if we had to come and ask for something that maybe we had in the budget that we took out, please keep in mind that, you know, that someday in the future we might have to ask for something we took out. But anyway, that being said, we were doing pretty good. We got down to a $6,000 figure, but they had to add some more in. So I think we're right now at a $60,000 deficit. That's quite a reduction over what we went in that room with a little while ago. I'll let them go over the numbers so I can explain it a little bit closer.
That is taking some of the insurance costs if we move to option 7, which is combined, to the other funds where some of the employees are. That is cutting the TCDA another 37, which would give it an equal 100,000. That is cutting from 3 or 4 other county departments, 4,000 from HR, 5,000 from IT, 850 from purchasing, some more from county extension, and that is moving some of the purchasing department to be funded by Road and Bridge, since he does the purchasing for the entire county, and which will then change our Road and Bridge a little bit, but and then offsetting the 69,000 that you talked about, if you're still doing that, with the road paving money, which got us down to about $60,000 deficit.
And then the 4,000 was for which go those again?
4,000 was out of the HR department. Okay. We have to do an affirmative action plan. Costs $4,000.
And we're going to see if we can maybe not do it this year or find some other way to do it. Or
and then the 5,000 was from
IT.
And what did you do there?
They had $20,000 in equipment purchases. We reduced it by $5,000 to give them $15,000.
Okay.
If anybody needs a laptop or whatever.
And then $850 was from purchasing?
From purchasing.
Yes.
And then
fuel and transportation.
Was $2,250 from the county extension office.
And what did you cut there?
They had increased their fuel costs, and they increased their travel. So I just backed that down for what they previously had.
And there was $10,000 from the library.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And how was that?
$6,000 in demonstration materials and books, both of them put together.
And then $34,000. Is the estimate for moving some of the purchasing department to being funded by Road and Bridge. It's about $34,000.
And then Road and Bridge, what we thought we would do to offset that is to freeze one of the open positions. And then if you use your secondary road paving funds to hire the inmate crew, that would be the offset. So you would actually decrease one position in Road and Bridge.
Okay. Okay. Did y'all look really close at travel and per diem?
We talked about that. You're cut pretty close on it already. I know commissioners do like to go to conferences, and you've asked me even this year to start going, me and Mr. Moody, to go to more of the Gulf Consortium meetings. So no, we didn't just focus in on that.
Yeah, on those Gulf Consortium meetings, can you do those by phone?
No, you can't take
them.
You can't vote by phone.
Okay.
Yeah. They discussed that actually in the last Gulf meeting, but they decided they liked the one-on-one personal interaction.
Okay, well, this was a substantial decrease. So I'll hear from the board now.
So how much are we out? $60,000 more?
About 60. It's an estimate until we actually sit it in the computer and all that, but it's about $60,000.
And that's going with option 7.
Yes.
To put the sheriff's office on the same page as we
are. That has them, us all being combined and taking into account the subsidy that they've currently given the poll for.
Okay.
Problem?
We don't have it this long enough.
Okay.
Man up.
I make a motion that we combine and accept option 7 and go with the cuts that have taken so far, and that the $60,000 deficit be funded out of contingency capital.
Mm-hmm. I'll second that one.
Okay, we have a motion and we have a second. Any further discussion?
Just a question for clarification and maybe a statement. That's going to take into account that increase for our offices also. That's paying for our increases?
Yes.
Okay. And then also, just to play devil's advocate, of the 10, 14, 19, whatever Marty said, the 61 or so, if they were to go to open enrollment and decide to go with another plan, by law, they can't stop them. So it may increase more of the sheriff's budget on that subsidy.
Okay. I know the sheriff is not here, but do we still have a commitment from the sheriff's office that y'all will stay with this plan?
Yes, ma'am. The sheriff says we will stay with this plan. Now, I don't want to be the bearer of bad news and don't shoot the messenger, but over the break I had to talk to the sheriff because we're talking about positions and stuff like that. The 5% cut that you've done is $319,000 out of the sheriff's budget. $319,097. We're operating on a shoestring as it is. You cut $319, you just don't know where he's going to get these positions from and to be able to keep the level of service. So he said to ask you if you could get by with a 2.5% cut from his budget instead of the whole 5%. Got to ask.
Anybody
would
entertain that?
What would it cost us? To take out the contingency fund to cover everything we did that. I mean, what the figure would be, where would we be with
it? We would be back up another $160,000 on top of the $60,000 we got it down to.
Plus, you got other constitutional officers that we cut five, like you asked us to do. So if you're going to reduce his to 2.5, you need to reduce ours to 2.5.
$60,000. Mm-hmm. Back up to the 60,000.
Yeah.
And that all the field things.
Okay. If anybody's willing to take that measure, let me know.
I think that taxpayers of Taylor County need the sheriff's department, and they need that more than they're worried about their contingency fund. Some people might be worried about taking that much money out of their fund, but. I ain't got no issue with it, because that's the taxpayer money to start with. Everyone call Amazon, they call a deputy, they want to come, and they go to the hospital, they want to work. I mean, I have no issue with that myself.
I'm not reducing mine another 2.5 as soon as everybody else is not. I'm going back to 2.5.
Everybody go back to 2.5?
You're going to approve it for the sheriff, and you approve it for all the constitutional.
Why would we have to approve it for everybody?
Well, we do the same work that he does. I do a lot of it. But these other options that we cut, we went back and looked at our budget and cut what we needed to. Now you're coming back and you want to take 2.5% from somebody. That's not fair to the rest of us.
It's not a thing of fair. It's when you talk, and he's going to be shorthanded with a deputy when a man's out there stealing or selling drugs. We need them on the line more than, you know, than need the rest of the services. I think we could do without some of them.
Well, I can tell you one line under these risk protection orders, I got to have somebody available 24/7 to cover that. So, I mean, he got an increased duties as well.
Commissioner Spradley?
I'm waiting on Danielle to finish her work over there. I see her frantically recalculating.
That would put, if everybody did 2.5%, that would put your deficit back up to almost $262,000.
How much?
$262,000.
And then that would be the same next year, too.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
And the year after.
Okay.
How much have we got in, can we draw from? How much, what's the figure that we have that we can take out of now?
Out of your reserve?
Yeah.
Right now, your reserve for capital projects is at 1.5, but you have to take the 600,000 for the canal out. So around $900,000.
Right. So really taking that isn't going to break the bank. It's going to put it
if
down.
We have the last two hurricanes we had has cost the county $1 million almost each year.
I understand that, but we could, that's a gamble if we're going to have a hurricane or not. But right now we need the services for the people of Fayette County. That's what I'm thinking. You know, that's my feeling. I have no issue with taking that much up in the funds up. That last figure.
I know Commissioner Page is not here, but his last words were he felt like it would not be good business to take our reserves any lower and then depend on our reserves next year to fund the recurring cost. I want to help everybody as much as I can. I'm willing to go with the 60 so that our deputies can have the same insurance plan.
We're in this position partly because the board last year did the right thing for the employees and gave them 3% raise. That's $300,000 that we're now feeling the effects of this year. And if we continue to increase that deficit to what it is, it'll be compounded next year. And I think that's just a bad business practice, and my motion stands. Maybe the second will change, but...
Will you state your motion?
That the board accept option 7 of the insurance plan, and that the reductions that staff has made this morning, putting it down to $60,000, and that $60,000 be paid out of reserve contingency. And that will, I mean, that's my motion.
Okay.
I'll second that.
Okay, we have a motion by Commissioner Spradley. We have a second by Commissioner Dibbs. Any further discussion?
Let me get it clear now where that's going. That was deducting 5% or 2.5%, taking nothing out, just 5.
Yes, and that will bring the sheriff's department in line with all other insurance. To Mr. Wiggins' point, come open enrollment, that could all change and be increased, and he'll be back looking for more money, or can he?
Well, just as an FYI, we have open enrollment every year.
Yeah.
And I do not recall departments or constitutional officers coming to the board and asking for an increase in their budget. And I'm not saying that has not happened, but what we typically have to do is find the money within our own budgets to pay for any potential increase. Now, if it's a bare-bone budget, and I mean, there have been times in the past that we have had to come and ask for the difference because we just didn't have it in a particular budget. But as an example, if you have a budget that's grant-funded, you find the money within that budget to pay for whatever the personal services are, and then you reduce your operations.
Okay.
And this deficit of $60,000 is that the cap at what coverage you have now. So if somebody changes an open enrollment, whatever department it's from, you got to absorb that cost.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Does that count the 19 for the sheriff?
Yes. Wait, what 19? Wait. The change, that's based on...
That's the 19.
Based on 19.
Yes.
Yes.
From this morning, yes. Yes.
Okay. We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Is there any other business?
Well, just for the record, the sheriff says he's not going to be able to operate with a $319,000 deficit or taking it out. So
we have no doubt that the sheriff will do his duty and do his job and do the best he can do. I mean, we have faith in him to do that. That's, you know, that's his job. So
it's painful for all of us.
It is.
And believe me, I'm just adamant about the situation here. It's probably more than most people in here. And it's just, it's. I hate that we're where we are, but we're there, and we have to do what we have to do. I think we've made a sacrifice to add the sheriff's deputies and the sheriff's department to our insurance. I hope you're happy with that, and because we worked really hard to try to make that happen.
And he came in, that was his passion. Passionate plea, let me take care of my people. And we're all going to have, to do more the same with less.
Yeah, and I want to take this time too to thank you guys. I know what you have been through. I know the hours and hours and hours that y'all have pushed that pencil and lost sleep the same as we have and trying to figure out how we're going to make this work. We're all stressed out. We're all tired. We're all ready for a break. I can promise you that. But I want to thank y'all so much. And especially even today, going back, us requesting that y'all even go back. And I know it's been a real burden on y'all. And I just want you to know how much I thank y'all for what you've done. And I appreciate the constitutional officers for working with us and trying to understand the situation where we're at. And that we've done the best we can do. We have literally, like I said, stayed awake at night trying to figure this out. Every one of us. And I think we've done the very best we could do. As a matter of fact, we've done more than I ever thought that we'd do with this budget. This is the worst one I've seen in 8 years. So, with that being said, is there a motion to adjourn?
I move.
Okay, we got a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries.